We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. We are glad you are here. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Hey, a big day today, Valentine's Day weekend. If you're going to go out and about, you're going to do something really nice, maybe a good dinner together. See our friends at San Giorgio, or better yet, Calderon Club, which is right next door. Our good friend Gino down there, terrific place to go and eat. Yeah, either way, the Napoletana Pizzeria, which is right there on Old World 3rd Street, right by Kilbourne, or you go next door to the Calderon Club. Either way, great Italian food. The home of the Bill Michaels in both places, by the way. And if you're going to go to Calderon Club, ask for Alex. And if you're in there getting the pizza, they pair that up with Cider Boys from Point Beer up in Stevens Point, and that is fantastic. Fantastic. The whole taste is just great. The pizza, the beer, everything along with it. Have yourself a great time down at San Giorgio, and don't forget Point Brewing along the way. They certainly would appreciate it. We bring in now the television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks. It's Jim Paschke. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. So as they go into the All-Star break, I had said, look, I thought the loss to Indiana, it's not what you want, but I thought it was one of those things that now they got some time to go away. They think about it. You know, it kind of sits in your mouth a little while. They kind of thought, well, you know, without Giannis, we're okay. I was listening to a lot of the comments, and I kept thinking, don't get out over your skis, because Giannis is the straw that stirs the drink. So give me your thoughts on that loss the other night.
Well, I think it's interesting, at least from my perspective, losses feel much different this season than they have in past seasons. They seem to be more impactful when, in fact, they probably are not.
Right.
Which is kind of odd. You know, every loss feels like a greater weight than it probably bears. But, you know, that was a tough game. I knew going in, I thought it would be a very close game. I thought the Bucks, you know, if they would win, it would be a tighter game. They weren't going to beat Indiana by their normal margin of 12.8 points a game. That was for sure, in my opinion. So I knew it would be tough. When you're playing a desperate team like Indiana that night, you know, that changes a lot of things. So I wasn't really surprised by it. Obviously, it would have been nice to win a good test like that. But I don't put a lot of weight on that loss, as I don't put a lot of weight on the other losses. And that loss was different because Indiana accomplished it in a different way. That's a mid-range team as opposed to a three-point shooting team. So I think now the coaches can say, all right, we can be beaten different ways too, guys. So we have to clamp down and be aware of situations in games, and I think that'll be the growth process from that particular game.
So, I like the way this team has played with or without Giannis. I think that there's so many role players. I think there's so many different weapons. I think when we had Coach Bud on about a week and a half ago, he had said, when I'd asked him what the difference between last year and this year is, he said it is a championship medal. And I kind of know what he meant by it, but tell me what you see as far as difference. Now, there's obviously personnel moves, but what is the difference between last year and this year?
Well, I think there are several differences. Obviously, they can win without Giannis. They're 5-1 without Giannis. But you don't want to push that. I mean, this team is based on Giannis, and it's based on Chris Middleton, and it's based on Eric Bledsoe. Yes, it's deep. Yes, there are great pieces. But it's at its best, Bill, when everybody's together. We know that. So, I mean, playing without Giannis has taught them things, shown them things, and I think that's all great. But let's talk about the remaining games in the regular season and the playoffs. They need everybody together, and they have to be in total what they are. And the difference between this year and last year is this team is even closer than last year's team was. I think, you know, everyone asked about Malcolm Brogdon's absence. We saw how accomplished he was the other night, 13 assists, whatever he had in terms of points, but a solid contribution on behalf of Indiana. But the Bucks have made up for that. When you talk about three-point shooting, the three guys they brought in, Korver, Robin Lopez, and Wesley Matthews, have far more threes made than Malcolm accomplished by himself. So that trade-off is pretty good if you're looking for something. I think they have made up for the absence. I think Malcolm did some things that the Bucks will have to get from other people in the playoffs, and we'll see how that plays out. I think this is a very, very good basketball team, and I also think that we can't get over our skis, to use your term, in terms of looking at what the regular season means. Everything changes when the regular season is over, and it gets much tougher. So we'll see. But I believe in this team, and I think they have it in a good place.
I also wanted to ask you about Giannis and the fact that he is now a father. And, you know, some people, it's funny because everybody wants to make sure that he's focused on the game. Look, Jim, you know him as well as anybody. I don't think anything takes his focus away from the game. If anything, I think it strengthens him as a person. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I you know, he's about basketball and he's about family. And maybe I put those in the opposite order. I hope I did. He should be about family first and then basketball. And I believe he is. And I don't think there's any problem with that. Giannis is a great human being in my view. And he will handle all of this the way it's supposed to be handled. Proud of him for, you know, taking the time to be with his son and Mariah for a couple of days. And I think the fact that there were two games before the All-Star break was okay. I mean, you know, he took two games. Now when he comes back after the All-Star experience, he'll be ready to go. You know, people maybe look at that and say, what's going on? But, you know, come on, these are human beings, and he'll handle all of it well, Bill. You know that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Hey, the other aspect of this is, Jim, I wanted to know about the coach, because he seems to be really strong, thinking this team is, when he calls it championship metal, I mean, do you see championship metal? I mean, we talk so much about Middleton and Bledsoe in the postseason, and everybody gets caught up in that. But it's what you do. It's the bricks that you lay via the road to that point that I think shape you. So you tell me, is this team, do you think they turned the corner when it comes to championship metal?
I think they're turning that corner, and I think they can see the other side at this point. I think they learned a lot last year with the situation in Toronto. They saw how quickly and you know, drastically a commanding situation can turn against you. And, I mean, it was quick. It was four or five plays in game three, and the party was over, as it turns out. So they learned that. And I think that is what this team has to really focus on. It's going to sound strange to say this, but they have to focus on focus. You know, you look at the Christmas Day game, that's a distraction game. You look at Paris, that was a distraction game. They're learning how to handle distraction games. When you get to the finals in the NBA, it's not a distraction. It's a circus. And you have to be able to block out every single thing other than your teammates, the game plan, the coach, and the game itself, or you're not probably in good shape. You probably won't prevail. So I've been saying all along, I think the loss on Christmas Day, as I look back on it, was a good thing. They won in Paris, so they made progress in what was a distraction situation. So I think they're making progress in that way, Bill, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, I think so, too. Real quick before I let you go, Jim. So this All-Star weekend, I think the one thing as Bucks fans, we all sit here and hope, is that, one, there's no injuries, and two, a good showing. But give me your thoughts on Pat Connaughton. That guy's got some springs in his feet. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. Has he given you a glimpse as to what he's going to do in the slam dunk competition?
Well, not away from the games. I haven't been privy to his practice sessions for the dunk contest, but, you know, I see all I need to see in games. I mean, it's uncanny what he can do. You know, people are selling him short. No experience in the dunk contest, the shortest player in the dunk contest, all of that. We'll see. I'm confident that he will surprise a few people, and I know that he'll put on a good show, and after all, that's what this weekend is about, right? Entertainment,
yep.
Enjoying the game on a different level, in a different way. And, you know, they've tweaked the All-Star game scoring, and they're going to play for charitable donations. So all of that, I think, is good. Our league is pretty good about being innovative and trying to keep things fresh, and I think we'll see some of that this weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I can't wait. I don't usually watch a ton of it, but I got to tell you, I've got a lot of vested interest in this, and I'm looking forward to the excitement of the All-Star Weekend. And boy, they get a lot of time off in between. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've always said it's the most physical demanding sport. When you talk about the pounding that they take on a night in and night out basis, but it's a long break, man. Are you worried about them cooling off at all?
Well, it is a long break, and I'm not worried about the Bucks because I know they'll come back ready to go on Wednesday. They'll have a practice, and then they'll leave to play in Detroit on Thursday. But there will be teams that will probably have a game or two where they struggle a little bit coming back off of that. I don't expect that from Milwaukee. Let's see. We have Detroit, and then Philadelphia will be a test that Saturday night. So they can't relax or rest too much. They're going to have to get back at it, and beating Philadelphia is a statement situation as they look forward to the postseason.
By the way, what's up with Philadelphia? I mean, it seems like they just can't get out of their own way right now. They've just struggled.
Yeah, that is interesting. They don't win on the road, and now they're, you know, I don't know. I don't think they're as together of a team. Now, this is from the outside. I mean, people think I know more than, you know, I don't know anything because I'm not with them every day. But looking at it, there's a lot of talent there and a lot of depth there, but they seem to be a little scattered in terms of their togetherness and whether or not they're all pulling on the rope the same amount in the same direction all the time. But, you know, that can change quickly, too. They can get that together and be a force. But the talent there is incredible, and the Bucks have certainly seen that.
No doubt. Jim, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it, buddy. There you go. Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Bucks. Taking a little time off. Going to go and watch the All-Star game, check it out, enjoy himself a little bit, and then back at it in about a week. But Jim joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Listen up. If you haven't already, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they've extended last month's financing offer for the whole month of February. So you've got your choice, 10 years, 2.99 APR, or 18 months, zero APR to approve credit. And now, because of the demand, they're hiring. They need installers, big time. Brookfield, Green Bay, especially out in Madison, because many people are listening to what I'm telling you, and that is that they're the best windows and doors I've ever had. You cannot feel the cold standing next to them. Even when I woke up this morning and it was 6 below, they keep the house warmer. They save me money. But if you're experienced as a window and door installer, you can also get yourself paid by them because they're looking for people, because the demand has been so big, they're looking for people to help them fill the orders, man, fill the need. So they offer premium pay and some of the highest pay in the industry, as a matter of fact. You get hands-on training, work daily with project managers. So they're looking for good people. Go to PellaWI.com if you're just looking for the windows and the doors, whether it's new or replacement, whatever it happens to be, or go to PellaWI.com/career opportunities. That's PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Don't get waitlisted by some of the cheapo moving truck companies, whatever. Just get a hold of our friends over at Pella, whether you want a job or you just need some replacement windows. They're fantastic people. And don't forget, they're at the home show this weekend as well. Go out and check them out for yourself. You can see them right then and there. No doubt about it. That is our friends at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program, Bill Michaels Show. We're glad to have you. Hopefully on this Friday, where the weather is cold, but at least you know by the weekend it's going to start warming back up again. You're feeling a little bit better, feeling good. Want to remind you that our friends over there at Quick Trip, they have the Quick Trip loyalty card right now, and you can start getting all kinds of different benefits using the loyalty card. In addition to that, stopping at Quick Trip because in spring here, they're giving away seven different vehicles during the spring. And then for the summer months, they're giving away a monster truck, plus many more opportunities to win tickets to sporting events, concerts, gift cards, so much more. So don't miss out on the Quick Trip loyalty card today. It is free. Stop into Quick Trip. Or you can download the free app at the App Store online. You can do that as well. But our friends over at Quick Trip, they encourage you to get in and get you one. So we were talking a little while ago about the ticket prices of the Milwaukee Bucks. And look, Jim Paschke has nothing to do with that. So I wanted to kind of leave him out of that discussion. But I think it is something that once we opened that door, boy, I started getting people that were tweeting me and people that were emailing me and just angry people when it comes to the Bucks and their season tickets. I don't have season tickets. I know here at the company we have season tickets, and we did, you know, we took a step backwards because the ticket prices got a little bit high for even us as a company. But I want to get your thoughts. If you're a season ticket holder or somebody who's looked into season tickets for the Bucks, give me your thoughts on this. Let's go to George listening to us in Muskego. George, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call.
You bet.
First of all, I want to say that in the early 80s, I had season tickets for 2 years in a row, and I bought two, my friend bought two. And we were both in the workforce within the first couple of years of our new jobs, and they were easily affordable. And now I think the whole situation has changed, and I think that this Bucks situation, not unlike Miller Park, has been a big scam for the entire population of Milwaukee County and the surrounding areas. And I'll tell you why. They bought it for $550 million. With the idea of building a new stadium or mm-hmm. arena, the immediate next year, the ownership group got $180 million from the league because of their new TV contract, of which they were told they had to spend $80 million on contracts and $80 million they could put in their pocket. So now the cost of that team goes down to $430. And here we go. The team's worth over $1 billion. You know that they're an investment group. That's what they are. Mm-hmm. The owners are all investors.
Right.
When the time comes right, which is probably in the near future, they're going to dump it. They're going to make a ton of money, and we're going to be still paying taxes on that arena. And now these poor guys who have season tickets now, like the one who said he paid $3,100 and
now it's up to $5,000. First of all, it's just the five counties, but I mean, it was the way it was all divided up. I mean, I guess my question is, the alternative was to lose the team. Which would you want?
Right. Well, I think that losing the team would have been a better option if we had taken that money that all these people give in taxes and maybe asked, and I'm just using this as an example, Ford Motor Company come in and put a factory here, and then people would have made real money with real pensions and real benefits. And I think it would really help
I get what you're saying, George. I appreciate the phone call. Look, we're going down a whole road here, and we're talking more about season tickets than anything. But look, first of all, in a euphoric dream, that's perfect. But you didn't have that. You didn't have Ford Motor Company saying, hey, if the Bucks leave, we're coming in. You didn't have any of that. I mean, you know, you're having trouble getting Foxconn here now. I mean, it was either keep them or you don't keep them. And I think overwhelmingly what you understand with, and again, you're talking about the taxes, and I get that. But again, with the taxes that are also being paid by the athletes that come into this state, that play in this state, that pay taxes in this state, we've talked about the trickle-down effect there as well for certain things that are held and kept in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, I went through this whole thing. I mean, I laid all monetary aspects of it out. Was it a perfect world? No. But it was about the best it could possibly be. And when you talk about Miller Park, I don't think there's anybody in this area that would legitimately bitch about Miller Park being here. And the whole thing about it taking a little bit longer to pay off was because the tax base went down. It's based off of taxes. It's not based off of any. It was based off of sales tax. It wasn't based off of anything else. So, you know, to say that, well, you know, it's taken longer. Yeah, because less people were spending money because we went through a bit of a hard recession for a short period of time, which set it back a few years. It wasn't like they were stealing money. There's a total that they have to get to. And once that paid off, it is no more. There isn't anything to pay off. So it is what it is. And they keep a fund for renovation and upgrade, but I don't think there's anybody in this area that would say Miller Park has been a bad idea. For all the tourism, all the people that come into this state because they know baseball will be played or concerts will be here, that I can't imagine anybody saying it was a bad deal. But sticking specifically more so with the ticket pricing of the Milwaukee Bucks, for some of you that are just upset about it, I just want to hear from you. Let's go to Matt listening to us downtown. Matt, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, pretty good. So I've been a season ticket holder since Pfizer opened. I didn't have it at the Bradley Center because I had tickets through work, and that didn't transfer over to the new arena. So last year, when you didn't want to go to a game and you wanted to sell a ticket, you're getting 3 to 5 times face value for the ticket. It was just insane. So the Bucks put a restriction on to where you can't sell more than 13 of your tickets or they revoke your season tickets. So going into this year, what happened was is all these people saw that they're paying and they've flooded to buy season tickets. To get season tickets, it was a huge process. You had to give them a photo ID showing that you're a resident of the state of Wisconsin. They had to basically fish to find out if you're going to try to resell tickets. It was a huge process. So what happened is all these people bought season tickets for this year. If you look at any game, the day of the game this year, about 20% of the arena is up for resale on StubHub. So about 2,500 to 2,800 tickets every day is on StubHub. Last year, there was less than 800 a game up on StubHub for resale. So my seats are 8 rows behind the hoop, and there's been 4 games this year that I couldn't even sell my tickets on StubHub for $30.
Wow.
They go unsold.
Yeah.
So the supply has way overtaken the demand, and so now everyone's seeing these prices go way up. And the people who are saying the prices are going up 100%, those are the people who are grandfathered in from Bradley Center pricing, and they were paying like $18 a ticket for a cheap seat in the upper deck.
Okay.
Most people are seeing a 20 to a 30% increase. But the biggest thing is there's so much on the resale market because all these people are new season ticket holders for this season.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, no, I get it. I appreciate the phone call. I just couldn't imagine that they were just going to walk in and go, oh, by the way, we're going to just jack the heck out of it. You know, I didn't necessarily see that coming.
See, I think when it comes to new season ticket holders, if you want to buy into the Bucks right now, if you're thinking about season tickets for next season, then yeah, I mean, if you're looking for premium seating, you are going to pay up the wazoo, and you should, because that's where the product is right now.
Right.
My whole point is, for people that have been with the Bucks for a long, long time, and all those mediocre years that these particular fans paid good money. It was still, still it was good money, and they put their time into it, and they cared because they've been fans. I just don't feel like it's fair to them to now all of a sudden, you know, pay 20, 30, 40, 50% more on their tickets
right.
because of that. I think you got to think about your fans, and there have been some serious Bucks fans that have been through it all, and they still come to those games. I just don't think it's fair for the Milwaukee Bucks to just hike their tickets up and say, okay, you know, you can't pay this. We're going to give it to someone else. I don't know if that's fair to those particular people. Because look, Bill, Milwaukee, at the end of the day, Milwaukee, it is a blue-collar town.
Yep.
It's not L.A. It's not New York. It's
nope,
not Chicago.
Completely get it.
So I just think for those particular fans, yeah, a slight increase, sure. But asking them to pay another $2,000-$3,000 more next season, I don't know if that's fair to them. I don't know if that's fair.
That's you know what? That's where, here's the problem. That's where, as a season ticket holder, you have to make the decision, do I scale back or do I just say to heck with it and move on? Because I think that's the decision that a lot of these people have to make. And it's unfortunate, but that's when you make the decision. Do I go, say, to a different deck or do I just say, you know what, I'm going to move on?
For me, that's driving away some really loyal fans. And I think when you've been that loyal for that long and you've been given the Bucks business, even through all the crap, we've went through so much crap the last several decades here. I just think, let's be a little bit more fair to them. I am all for, I mean, look, it's economics 101, supply and demand. This is what it is. I am 1,000% all in on capitalism. But I just feel like for this particular situation, don't screw these kind of fans over.
Yeah, no, and it'll all come back, because if all of a sudden you've got down low a lot of empty seats sitting there, then people are going to say, well, why? And then you're going to find out that, well, you overpriced yourself in a market that just couldn't handle it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Feel free to go ahead and do so. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. And all you got to do is give them a call, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is our friends over at the New Mail Medical Center, the medical experts. If you're looking for better mental clarity, better energy, better mood, better stamina, just go in and get your numbers checked. It's that easy. Go in and let them know what's going on. They can help you. Trust me, they can help you. And if it's the all-in-one weight loss program, I'm a living example of that, man. I'm down, I was down 2 more pounds today, as a matter of fact. Stop in and check it out for yourself, or just call 414-455-4451. That is the New Mail Medical Center. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we are on the air. We are glad you are with us as always. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Biofuels Association. Don't forget to unleaded 88 or E85, depending on what kind of vehicle you have. You can go to their new website, abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org, and see for yourself all that and all the facts they have to offer. abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And if you got something on the back of your cart that says Flex Fuel, you can obviously go to any Flex Fuel station with Quick Trip or Jets, for that matter. They even have the unleaded 88 there. But you can save yourself a little pain at the pump. But, and as some of you have said, hey, it kind of comes down equal on all sides when it comes to gas mileage. That's fine, because then that means you're putting the money back into the economy here in the upper Midwest and the corn growers and the biofuel plant workers rather than the big oil companies. So think about that the next time you go and fill up. But I encourage you, go get all the facts. Go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. A lot of people chiming in on the Bucks season ticket package, and this is from Bart writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, hey guys, I don't think it's as much about them trying to push out business when it comes to faithful season ticket holders. This is more about them trying to get bigger names and bigger companies and bigger dollars into their coffers. I do not begrudge them in any way for making money. But there's only so much money to go around, and eventually they're going to feel that here in Milwaukee. But they are trying to attract bigger and better corporate clients who are not as apt to sell the tickets. What I've run into in the past as a season ticket holder is people around me tend to buy tickets, and I see them maybe once or twice a season, and then they're gone because they continually sell their tickets to a bunch of drunks and a bunch of rowdies who would normally never be down that low. It seems like some people just can't handle the excitement of being close to the action when it comes to Bucks basketball or any other team that comes into town. They buy the tickets cheap out front or buy the tickets cheap online as secondary owners and don't really give a damn about the event. They care more about getting drunk and getting rowdy and going to see people and taking selfies than they do about cheering for the team. Maybe that's the reason that they are trying to sell tickets for more money, but the market will tell whether or not they're successful. Look, I understand all of that. Bart, there is nothing there that I can disagree with. I don't necessarily agree with jacking a price up on somebody that's held tickets for a long period of time. But as we all know, one of the ways you can make money back by buying tickets, because look, there are faithful fans who are going to be at every game. We all know that, okay? Then there are fans who are going to say, I want to buy season tickets and really good seats, but I can't afford them. So instead of buying a 20-pack, I'm going to buy it to all the games, but the games that I really don't want, I'm going to sell off, and I'm going to make some of my money back. And that's how you can also continue to recycle those season ticket holders year after year. Then there's the season ticket holders who buy it and say, look, it's a business transaction. I'm selling them off the minute I get them. I want to go to a couple of key games. Maybe my kids like the Bucks or the Bulls or something, and they want to see the Bucks play the Bulls. Or maybe they like, you know, LeBron and the Lakers. So I'll go to the Lakers game. But regardless, I'm not going to go to the rest of the games. I just don't care that much. It's a business transaction to me. That's, I think, some of the fans are trying to get away from. So, unfortunately, good fans get caught up in the net. I look, as Bart said, it is going to be supply and demand. And if the supply is there and the demand is low, eventually ticket prices will come back down. But right now, think of it this way, and this is probably the most honest side of things. Yes, they make money. I don't doubt that. But also, they're about to pay a supermax to Giannis to keep him around. And they're going to get that money back some way. You know, it's a business. You know, and going back to the caller before that said the owners are in it only to turn around and sell the team, I hope that's not the case. I really do. I've always said this ownership group, they didn't buy a team. They never did. The team was the linchpin to their business plan. And I look, if they want to come into Milwaukee and they want to come into Wisconsin and make money, by all means do it. But look at what they've done down there via the Fiserv Forum and the Deer District. And what's going to, that giant, massive space that's finally been completely cleared that used to be the Bradley Center is now open for business. And whether it's hotels or retail, you know, spots, whatever it happens to be, friends are coming into town and starting to pick up the tab to redo and rebuild Grand Avenue. I mean, there is a revitalization going on downtown right now. And I think a lot of business owners will tell you that the downtown renovation has been good. More people are going downtown. There is something to that.
It is completely different
than
what
it used to be. If you haven't been down there in a while,
it's amazing.
Yeah, if you haven't been down there, the revitalization, I mean, they've been utilizing the Deer District, the plaza. I mean, they did it during Christmas. They brought the Christmas Kringle shop or whatever they call it, Kindle shop, down there. That was great. Something I would never normally do, I did. Walked around down there, did the hot cider, did a couple of beers, went into some of the bars in the area. That's money that normally stays out by my house. So, Bucks fans are going to go. As long as winning teams are there, they're going to go. You know, winning breeds money. It is what it is. But they're doing so much more than just having a basketball team. They bought a city, and they're revitalizing a city. And my suggestion is take advantage of it. You know, I mean, there's great things going on around us. It's not just downtown, but I think a lot of the things that are coming into the area are because of some of the businesses that have decided to set up shop in Wisconsin. You know, you're not going to Illinois. As a matter of fact, there's more and more businesses that are leaving Illinois than staying in Illinois because it's a tax hell. And Wisconsin's given a lot of breaks to attract businesses, which has attracted jobs, which has attracted money, and there's a trickle-down effect. So, you know, it's not just, I mean, the season ticket thing, that's kind of set aside. But, you know, if a team's going to make money, it's only because you're going to pay it. So if you don't feel comfortable in paying it, don't pay it. Don't go. Sit at home, watch it on television, you know, in the friendly confines of your space, or go to a sports bar. You know, do some wings. It's probably a lot cheaper to go there and spend $25 on wings than it would be for a $50 seat or a $100 seat plus everything inside the Fiserv Forum. So do that. Go enjoy it with, you know, camaraderie at one of the sports bars. Hell, Stenny's is always full. We were just down there the other night for a Bucks game that was on. People are in there going crazy. It was a great time. So there's plenty of ways to enjoy it without having to spend season ticket money if you don't want to. Let's go to Tim in West Dallas. Tim, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
You know that cheering? First of all, I get this whole Bucks tickets thing. You know, it's going to happen with the team. However, you know that cheering section that they have? I think it's between 100 and 150 people.
Yes.
They need to get rid of that then, because that is very unfair to these season ticket holders that have had tickets for 20, 25 years, have been through that 13, 14 win season, and they get to go for free and watch a game.
Yeah. They're going crazy. Yeah, I completely get it.
I get it that they're there to pump up the crowd and crazy, but I know a few people on there, and they're just going for a free ticket.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. And when they offered that years ago, when Andrew Bogut did that, they just wanted to keep that tradition alive. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of people in. Now, you tell me this. Now, how many games do you go to?
I go to about 3 or 4 a year.
Okay, when you're there and you're hearing that section and they're going crazy up top and getting everybody else rowdy, isn't it a better environment?
Yeah, but I feel like we're smart in Milwaukee. We need to cheer. We know when to get pumped up.
Yeah.
I don't think we need someone to lead us to get pumped up.
No, I just think it's a great atmosphere when you've got them in there, and it's a tradition that they kept alive. And I appreciate it because it's been more – appreciate the phone call, Tim. To me, look, there's probably some people there that are going for the free ticket. I completely agree with you. But when it started, there was a bunch of college-age people that were just in there getting rowdy and having fun, and who would never in a million years be able to afford to sit there consistently. And it's been about giving them that, too.
I just don't know who is paying for their tickets. Because in the past, yeah, it was Bogut, then Ersan was paying for it.
Well, it's probably something written into somebody's contract to where it's Giannis's money.
I honestly don't know, like, what the Cream City Clash, like, who pays for their tickets. I'll say this, though, about them. Again, that's a loyal group of fans that were there during the Bradley Center days when everything sucked, and they showed up every single game, and they were there, and they were as loyal can be. I have no issue with the Cream City Clash to this very day, because that is just a super loyal group of Bucks fans who are for this team no matter what, and I don't have a problem with them still being in Fiserv Forum. I mean, again, I'd like to know who's paying for their tickets, because I honestly don't know now. I don't know who's doing it, but
yeah.
I just... Again, that's another group of fans that you can't just kick out.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't just throw them out and say, sorry, no, we're going to sell these to, you know, whomever for however much money. I don't think you can really do that. And don't tell me that, you know, kicking that group of people out is going to now all of a sudden, you're now going to have enough money to, you know, pay for Giannis and his contract. Give me a break.
Right.
The Bucks, at the end of the day, they've got money to pay for Giannis.
Well, they got a ton of money.
They've got the money.
Yep,
please.
There's no doubt about that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. We got the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are glad you are here. Hey, don't forget about our friends over there at Team Hochberg. And I've been telling you for a while now, there's so many different things that you can get when it comes to whether a mortgage or a refi or a reverse mortgage. They do it all. And Team Hochberg is fantastic. Fantastic at getting it done. I am in the midst now. If you're not a homeowner, maybe you're looking for a first-time mortgage. That's great. But I'm in the midst of a refi. I just bought my house about a year and a half ago, a little bit less than that, and I just wanted a lower interest rate. Interest rates have gone down. And they can save me about $600 a month. Why would I want to just give that money away? Seriously, think about it. If you're going through the same thing, or now let's just say you come out of Christmas, you've overspent, you've got a bunch of credit card debt, all that kind of stuff, okay, you can refi. You can refi, they can pay off the debt, give you a clean slate, watch your credit go up. You know, many different things. Many different things that you can do if you just talk to the experts over there at Team Hochberg. David can get you done. 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. 855-563-2843. Again, 855-563-2843. They can help you out. Part of Homesite Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. Make sure you give them a call. Time now for the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week. And you've got a lot to talk about and nosh on, but the number one play right now, Bledsoe, a spinning layup. Here it is.
Same thing with Trevor Ariza before that happened around him. Little spin move. 8 points for Eric Bledsoe. Little pirouette for Bled. Nice creativity.
And number two, Radio Joe Zanzola, what you got?
It's always cool when Chris Middleton can dunk.
Middleton, great job knocking it away. Ooh. He's on that dunk team.
They'd hold it out there like the Statue of Liberty, old Dr. J. From 1970s, Virginia Squires, ABA game of the week on a Saturday morning. MJ with a bowl of cornflakes.
22 for Middleton. He has started.
MJ with a bowl of cornflakes, and then there's Brooke Lopez. Get out of my face to the Aaron Fox.
Bogdanovich. Out of the hen house. Middleton on the other end. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Middleton on the other end. You get the big block, and then down the other end it goes, and then off they go. And that is brought to you by our good friends at the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week, are brought to you by Neumel Medical Center. Our good friends over there, call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Coming up in the next hour, we got some buy or sell right around the corner. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming All-Star Weekend down in Chicago as well. Get your level of interest there. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. I want to talk to him about the Astros, talk to him about this Brewers team upcoming and the expectations for the win total coming in to this season as well. All of that is coming up. We still got more time. Stay tuned on this Valentine's edition of the Bill Michaels Show on this 14th of February, this Friday the 14th. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.